Rachel looked stunned as she held up the sample. So, this meteorite forced you to reevaluate what you consider acceptable nickel content in a meteorite? It fell outside the established mid-range nickel window? Only slightly, Corky fired back. Why didn't anyone mention this? It's a non-issue. Astrophysics is a dynamic science which is constantly being updated. During an incredibly important analysis? Look, Corky said with a huff, I can assure you the nickel content in that sample is a hell of a lot closer to other meteorites than it is to any Earth rock. Rachel turned to Tolland. Did you know about this? Tolland gave a reluctant nod. It hadn't seemed a major issue at the time. I was told this meteorite exhibited slightly higher nickel content than seen in other meteorites, but the NASA specialists seemed unconcerned. For good reason, Corky interjected. The mineralogical proof here is not that the nickel content is conclusively meteorite-like, but rather that it is conclusively non-Earth-like. Rachel shook her head. Sorry, but in my business, that's the kind of faulty logic that gets people killed. Saying a rock is non-Earth-like doesn't prove it's a meteorite. It simply proves that it's not like anything we've ever seen on Earth. What the hell's the difference? Nothing, Rachel said, if you've seen every rock on Earth. Corky fell silent a moment. Okay, he finally said. Ignore the nickel content if it makes you nervous. We still have a flawless fusion crust and chondrils. Sure, Rachel said, sounding unimpressed. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.